Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
As As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're about to empower you. That's what we like to do. So Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about the organoids. Yep, they're back in the news. They got some new things coming out of the organoid area of science. Also, we'll try to touch on our liver inflammation topic we didn't fit in the other day. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. Our republic needs our devotional prayer to plead with the Lord to save our mother, also known as our nation, biblically speaking. And hope you're seeking the Lord's face. And today's devotional is in Jeremiah, and we are in a chapter 9 and verse 23, thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might, let not the rich man glory in his riches. Well, let them that glory, glory in this, that he understands and knows me. I am the Lord, which exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, says the Lord. Well, let us meditate on that, right? Make sure that we become a delight of the Lord, and he knows us and we know him, because if you're not seeking his face every day, you don't know him. And unfortunately, there's one or two things everybody's going to hear one day, and they're going to be a believer one day. They're going to hear, well done, good faithful servant, or depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. That should put chills up your spine. That one right there. I rather have the first one. Thank you very much. So seek the Lord's face, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All righty. Interesting stuff here in Oregon. Frank, this is your state. Senate Bill 526. It's being introduced by Governor Kate Brown. She's got this legislative assembly bill going. It's called the Oregon Health Authority. And if it gets passed, it's going to be home visits licensed by healthcare providers that's mandated for all new mothers. So it has 18 sponsors, this bill, right now. And they say it's necessary and an immediate prevention for public peace, health, and safety. Therefore, it's considered an emergency declared bill that they have to settle right now. So, in other words, they're going to send healthcare workers and maybe even social workers may tag along, I don't know, to make sure, you know, the environment at home for the newborn is safe. And of course, you know, they're prepping this as, you know, we're going to show new moms how to take care of the baby, make sure the baby's needs are met. That's all a good thing, right? Hey, anytime you invite the government in your house, because that's who you're sending, is a government spy. That's how I look at it. Be careful out there, Oregon. Be careful. Moving along, the Quack Report. China is confirming a birth of gene-edited babies. Of course, China is the government's launching an investigation into the scientists who, you know, supposedly went against their rules and ethics and went ahead and CRISPRed the genome of a baby that was fertilized and made it supposedly HIV resistant. Apparently, one baby's been born. The other one is yet to be born. Zheng Kai is the scientist who supposedly, according to the government, acted on his own. But see, I've been telling you people all about how scientists are rogue. There is policies in place for some of the institutions they work for, but they're not enforced. There's no legal laws that will, criminalize them and take them to task if they do stuff that they shouldn't, that could actually jeopardize and harm all of humanity forever and ever. So, I mean, you know, these people have a license to do whatever. And this is a problem. Last but not least, in the Quack Report, here is a survey. I don't know how, if I'm going to take this as truth, but the World Economic Forum did a survey kind of the global public opinion on, you know, globalism. They said the survey found a majority of the population supports one world government and globalism. Of course they would say that. They think immigration is a good thing. Believes that climate scientists, they believe them. Of course so. They think there should be no borders between nations, apparently. Now, of course, the World Economic Forum would put forth something like that, even if they got results that were far different, far different. Because, you know, you cease to be a culture when you have no borders and you have a watering down of your nation's laws and customs. You cease to have that. That's the reason people travel, to go experience different cultures, you know. But if you're going to have a generic culture worldwide, nobody's different, everybody's the same, this is what, you know, nobody thinks ahead. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks. Thank
you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about the organoids. And we've touched on this before. The area of organoid research is really going to be very busy in 2019 and even beyond that. It is medicine's way of structuring cells to replace organs and perhaps entire systems within the human body, like your digestive system, for instance. So science is becoming supposed an expert in cell engineering to mimic function of cells in hope of replacing a sick system with a man-made one. So typically when medicine replaces an organ or some type of function in the body, there usually is a lifelong treatment attached to it, right? We're going to check this out. We're going to see what's happening in this up-and-coming area of research, how it may impact future treatments. Oh, I know. We got to take a break already. Sorry, Frank. Ran long. We'll be right back.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death.
New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Herb Talk, and we're talking about the organoid area of scientific medicine and how that may impact your health down the road. So people go, well, what the heck is an organoid? It's there are many organs made from cells that mimic real cells and are grown in a lab. So the research in this area is also trying to understand how disease works, such as diabetes or neurological illnesses. So organoids are also assisting in drug research. So in 2012, researchers had discovered there was a way to take any cell from a human body and convert it into a cell called a stem cell. And after that, they can switch it on or off. There are certain genes in a cell, and they can manipulate the cell. So scientists will influence a cell with chemical signals to help guide its development and make the cell what it is they want. So the research has, advanced from cells growing flat in a petri dish to the three-dimensional shapes, which, means that cells organize themselves through chemical communication. So stem cells that start out flat in a dish can be influenced to become a, let's say, cornea of your eye and produce a concave shape. And by the way, they've built corneas in petri dishes already. Let me read you a quote. This is from Arnold Kenderstein. He's a medical doctor at the Biomedical Research University of California, San Francisco. He says, organoids are poised to make a major impact on the understanding of disease and also human development. End of quote. All right. So according to the Journal of Conversation, they reported in February 2017 that organoid cell therapy will replace other current therapies within medicine. So injecting man-made cells into humans to take over and grow supposedly into the new organ will avoid, they say, the need for some medications, maybe even organ transplants, and the rejection of those transplanted organs. So the challenge that science faces in this area is that sometimes the stem cells, they start out using manipulate them, but they're not exactly the same match to the original cells of that particular area of the body. So the organoid tissue mimics, let's say, stem cells, but it's really not the same as the original cells. So science is wanting to learn how to grow a simple cell and then make that into, let's say, a liver cell, a pancreas cell, a brain cell, or whatever cell they want. So there are literally no limits to the type of cells they would want to create. They can even, they're even making blood cells, believe it or not. That's what they're doing, which could make things like blood transfusions a thing of the past. So what scientists are learning is that they can start with a stem cell that is considered kind of a blank slate, but there are precise conditions that need to happen to keep cells alive. So there's the rub, and they have to, you know, make sure they know what those conditions are. There is really a whole architecture to living cells. And cells may normally multiply from, let's say, a ball of cells and then organize into other shapes. Now, for instance, your intestines and your arteries, these are hollow organs, so their communications and shapes are going to be different than, say, from a liver organ. And what about immune system cells? My goodness, I mean, this could go anywhere. They could make immune system cells. And, of course, your immune system cells are varied. And they have different functions depending on which cell the immune system is using. So is science going to be able to replace an entire immune system one day with organoids? Think about that. Will they make organoid cells that are maybe not affected by bacteria or viruses, right? So you would be, what, immune to the common cold and influenza? Well, so far they haven't been able to achieve that. But you know that's on their list to check off. That's their, you know, to-do list there. That's their bucket list. All right. Now, research scientists at the University of British Columbia, Canada, have been working on making organoid blood cells in the lab. Vascular disease affects millions of people, and these scientists want to create artificial cells that function and create a pathway for blood vessels. So the blood is, in reality, an organ in itself and contains living cells. So really, a blood transfusion is essentially an organ transplant. People don't think of it that way, but that's what it is. Here's a quote from the journal Nature, January 2019. They say, scientists have managed to grow perfect human blood vessels as organoids in the Petri dish for the first time, end of quote. Well, according to that research, scientists have engineered three-dimensional stem cell structures out of organoids to mimic this organ, the vascular cell. Now, lead researcher Jose Penninger reminds us that every organ in the body is impacted by your circulatory system. And what that may mean when the artificial system is installed is really a guess. So the scientists are trying to eradicate vascular disease, but what if they, you know, create something far worse? Think about that. Can artificial blood and blood vessel function the same as its original equipment? The scientists say they can do it. Science seems to think it would be fine. So changes in blood vessels create disease like diabetes and blood disorders. Normally, circulation is impacted and oxygen supply is also affected. So cultivating human blood vessels and calling them vascular organoids will be a major form of treatment in humans and animals. Here is a quote from Professor Penninger. He says, it is possible to not only engineer blood vessel organoids from human stem cells in a dish, but also to grow a functional human vascular system in another species, end of quote. So the most likely is a world, I think, a difference between what appears to mimic and what is similar to, and of course, the original cell function. I think there's probably differences that maybe even microscopic that they can't see. So when I see science use words like we've made the perfect functioning vessels, and then they backpedal a bit and say the blood vessels resemble human capillaries to a great extent and mimic function, well, I have to wonder if they are overambitious and they're overstating the results. So how might these organoids affect, let's say, your kidneys, your heart, your brain, and other organs? Who is the first to take a chance and be a guinea pig? Hmm? Well, Not me. Well, a way to guard against really needing spare parts is to avoid tissue damage. And a lot of medications and some foods weaken your human body and can corrupt your organs. So modern medicine would have us to believe that replacement organs are a blessing and not a big deal at all. Yes, they could extend life, but it does have a cost. And with regards to human beings, replacement parts are really not the same as the original equipment. So organoids are pretty much generic and really not DNA specific yet. And no doubt science will attempt to reprogram whatever organoid part they want and install it right into a human. Sort of like, I don't know, one of those car modules you get from the mechanic. No doubt science will attempt to reprogram whatever organoid part they want and install it into humans. And I'm sure modern medicine is going to promote it as a benefit, you know, of avoiding, let's say, organ rejection and all those organ and transplant rejection drugs that patients usually are on for life. And that all sounds very plausible. So a natural heart, though, get this, a natural heart, the one you're born with, God made, beats over 3.3 million times if you live to the age of 80. Will an organoid heart offer such longevity? There's a question. You know, I mean, even if you have bypass surgery and they take, you know, artery and veins from your legs and put them in your heart, those arteries and veins aren't as hardy as the ones that were, you know, built around your heart to begin with. So they wear out, and you have to have the bypass surgery typically redone within 10 to 12 years. That's usually the rule of thumb. And so that's why they call that surgery the zipper, because they'll have to go back in and redo it. I know, it's crazy. Well, organoids are also being used to test new drugs and how human tissue reacts to medication. So in the Netherlands, the U.S. and the U.K., they're testing new cancer drugs on organoid tissues. So organoids are speeding up drug research by bridging that gap between screening the compounds and also go into clinical trials. So in other words, according to the Journal of Advanced Drug Delivery Review, your organoids can help drug manufacturers make drugs to target organs. So they attempt to precisely measure how toxic that drug would be to, let's say, your liver, your digestive tract, et cetera, before it even hits the conventional human trial. So organoids are poised to make human trials pretty much irrelevant. And but some scientists think that, you know, the drug testing in vitro like that with organoids, it can't create the biomimicking that you get in the same environment in a human condition, and won't be as accurate. All right, got to take a little break. Be right back.
Ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Talk, and we are going to be wrapping up our organoid topic here, and let me read you this quote from the Conventional Journal, February 17, 2017. They say, organoids are an exciting new tool for researchers. The technique is quickly expanding to all kinds of tissues and will transform medical research, drug development, and personalized drug therapy. Well, you know, mankind, I think, seems bent on replacing natural organ function with man-made replacement function. I personally prefer to keep healthy lifestyle, simple, clean, you know, want to keep my original equipment. So it is, you know, the insurance plan that I use to protect the body God gave me. So, cause our creator also provided us with a lot of herbs to help cleanse away a lot of impurities that help undermine organs and make them, sick and malfunction. So they'll strengthen as well as cleanse organs of the body. So if you would like to learn more and how you can do organ cleansing, help your organs regenerate, and how you can boost your immune system function, you know, be more resistant to infections, then I would call Apothecary Herbs, get their free product catalog, see what they're about. They've been in the business almost 20 years, and they make a professional strength formulation that you can buy direct from them. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. Toll-free in the United States and Canada, 866-229-3663. And, of course, they do have a website if you want to check them out there. That is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. Check them out. Do sign up for their newsletters, too. They have free online newsletters that go out to email each week, so no subscription fee, so you can get, you know, wellness information, little tips on how to stay well and healthy and avoid some of the poisons out there. So sign up under the Books and Newsletters tab on their website, but you do have to have email in order to get the newsletter. All right, we're going to talk about livers and hepatitis and things like that. Always good to know what's going on in that area. Because, I mean, you got to have your liver, you know, to live. So we're seeing a lot of hepatitis. Medicine is saying, you know, people are scarring up their livers. They're getting hepatitis left and right, but have no fear. We have a hepatitis vaccine, they're saying. So what is hepatitis anyway? Well, it's a simple inflammation of your liver. And many things can inflame the liver, including alcohol or tobacco use. However, young adults are being pressured into protecting their livers down the road from hepatitis viruses by getting hepatitis vaccines. Now, science says that there are three strains of hepatitis, A, B, and C. We're told that strain C is the most life-threatening of the hepatitis viruses. And the CDC is reporting over 3 million Americans have hepatitis C. So we're going to take a closer look and hepatitis and the recommended medical treatment. So what other natural options we may have? And if you notice that, you know, when the vaccine manufacturers have employees making hepatitis vaccines, they're suited up from head to foot. It's like hazmat suit kind of thing, to protect the lab employees from the disease the vaccine has.
Think about that being injected into you, right? If they've got to protect themselves from the vaccine, just working with it, what about injecting it into someone's bloodstream then? All right, well, according to VacTruth.com, recently there were 113 people who were said to contract liver inflammation or hepatitis from blueberries. However, there were over 435 deadly reactions reported from patients who got the hepatitis vaccine. Okay, so 113 people said they got inflamed livers from bad blueberries, but then 435 people had deadly reactions when they got the hepatitis vaccine. So they'd be dead, the 435 people. More infants are dying after they get this vaccine because day one, baby pops out, give it the hepatitis vaccine. So more infants are dying after getting the vaccine than ever previously reported, which, you know, tells me they've made changes to that vaccine. According to the U.S. National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, hepatitis B vaccine has been known to cause systemic lupus in patients. A new study reports that male infants have a 2.94% or triple risk of getting autism when they get the hepatitis B vaccine. Hepatitis C is usually contracted, they say, through direct contact from contaminated blood. So unless you share needles, have unprotected sex, or blood transfusions, then your risk is really not very high, but medicine would have you believe otherwise. So infants are the least likely to contract hepatitis, and they are babies that they vaccinate with that hepatitis vaccine. Now, Dr. Joseph Mercola says there is really little scientific evidence that there is such a thing as a hepatitis viral epidemic, which we're being told there is. So due to information like this getting out, you know, gone is the age when patients accept in blind faith what their doctor or scientific medicine is recommending. Well, according to Dr. Mercola, in 1987, science was trying to link liver inflammation to a virus. However, they were unable to isolate a virus and identify it. So additionally, no one has been able to grow a culture or a hepatitis virus in the lab, especially the so-called deadly hepatitis C version. So with that said, what is science using to manufacture a hepatitis vaccines with? Well, if they have not been able to isolate and culture or purify a virus cell for hepatitis, what is in the vaccine? Dr. Mercola says this, quote, "No one has ever been able to document, according to basic long-held scientific standards of virology, what some substance which is supposed to be the infectious hepatitis C virus." Ooh, it's a mystery. We have to get our herbal detectives on the case here. According to Dr. Mercola, scientists infected monkeys with the blood of humans with inflamed livers and drug, and they dug around in the monkey's organs and got some pieces of genetic information there that hope would be the virus. And since they had no basic evidence that identified the hepatitis virus and compared genetic markers to it, they were really digging in the dark. So long and short of the hepatitis research is that science made assumptions without evidence-based data. So the CDC is reporting that hepatitis C virus was created with a genome they thought was a virus, and then they cloned it. So they didn't have any scientific evidence to confirm that, but they just went along with it. So what they actually did is they created a vaccine to make the immune system attack genetic information normally found in humans, causing a new epidemic of autoimmune disease. And instead of creating a treatment to prevent disease, they generated one. And this is yet another tool created to confuse the human immune system and create autoimmune diseases. This is Dr. Richard Stronheim, a molecule biologist, University of California. He said toxic hits from smoking and alcohol can traumatize the liver and cause genetic instability in its cells, causing inflammation. Therefore, not all hepatitis is viral. Now, let's see, back in the 80s, the CDC reported that in 1988, in the United States, we had 28,500 hepatitis A cases. And then we had 32,200 hepatitis B cases. This was a genetically altered vaccine that debuted in 1986, the hepatitis B. Then we had 2,620 non-A, non-B hepatitis cases, probably from alcohol or smoking. So if you check the graph that you can find up on the Grand Review Research site, the global autoimmune disease, after they launched that fake hepatitis C vaccine in 1992, skyrocketed. So for decades, the public has been led to believe that vaccines help the immune system develop immunity to the disease in vaccines. But if you missed the show, go back to the archives on thepowerherbs.com and click on Herb Talk, because we had doctors, scientific evidence from doctors that said if you don't reach a fever of 102, a fever 102, that's the mechanism in your natural immune system that creates an antibody. No fever, no antibody. How many people are told, you know, childhood vaccines, flu shots and everything else, hepatitis shots, this will protect you from this, your body will make an antibody and protect you. That's not how the immune system mechanism works, according to medical research from virologists, and they know because that's their study. So we're all being conned. Scammed. Here's a quote from Dr. Frank Young, FDA commissioner. He says the most vaccines are produced from natural organisms that cause disease. Typically, a virus or other infectious organism is grown in the laboratory and then killed or weakened so that it can no longer cause clinical disease, but it is still able to set in motion the body's immune system. No fever, right? Remember that. So the weakened virus, or sometimes only part of it, is the key ingredient in a vaccine. If the immune system is sufficiently stimulated by the vaccine, it is primed often for years to prevent infection by the disease organism itself, end of quote. But hey, if it's dead, it's a dead virus, how's it going to trigger an immune response? No fever, no antibody. They think we're stupid. Well, we're not. If I can find this stuff, your general practitioner can. Your disease specialist, internal medicine doctor can. Pediatricians can, right? Absolutely. I know we're coming up for a break. I got some whistleblower information though on the other side, so you definitely don't want to miss that. What happens there? Fraud in the vaccine industry. Oh, do tell. We'll be right back. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Talking about hepatitis, liver inflammation, and we're getting to the good part. Here's the whistleblower information. According to the Alliance for Human Research Protection, in 2010, there were a pair of virologists, scientists. The virologists are scientists that study viruses and immune systems, okay? So here's a pair of virologists working for Merck Pharmaceuticals. They filed a lawsuit against Merck because they were faking the efficiency tests for one of their vaccines known as the mumps, measles, rubella, or MMR vaccine. So the virologists were Stefan Kraling and Joan Wachowski, and they alleged that Merck filed fake documents about the vaccine. So fraud involving vaccines. Dr. Anthony Norris, former chief virologist at the FDA's vaccine program, told me that back in the early 90s that was happening. He was fired in 1996 when he, to protect the public on live television, said the flying swoop vaccine was fake and that the vaccine, don't get it, it would cause neurological illness. And he was right. So Dr. Stephen Kraling and Joan Wachowski, who were the whistleblowers, they said, quote, fraud in vaccine testing encapsulates how medical research can be manipulated to achieve desired results and why it is wise to question the integrity and validity of science-based medicine. Okay, so my question is, okay, what were the desired results then? If you're going to be, I guess, risking people's lives with a vaccine that failed the efficiency test, right? Wasn't going to protect you from anything, was it? Instead of protecting you from disease, they are injecting you with disease. So with regard to allegations made toward Merck and the MMR vaccine, it was that the vaccine was reported to be 95% effective when it really wasn't. So the virologist exposed, they also found older research saying there was deception on this vaccine began before the 1990s. So this has been a long-held practice in pharmaceutical companies that make vaccines. So the whistleblower doctors were threatened with jail, and they were reported, if they reported the fabricated discrepancies to authorities, but they did anyway. So the virologist also said the MMR vaccine is known to cause meningitis, which is inflammation of your brain. And Merck's attorneys tried to hide behind the FDA's law of approval, trying to trump the federal Sherman Act, but the judge didn't go along. And the Federal False Claim Act is really a statute that allows whistleblowers to come forward with their claims in the name of the government. So they got the government behind them. So the public may not know that the United States government is really the largest purchaser of Merck's vaccines by about 50% of their stock. Boy, was this a problem. So you would think that the federal government would have joined the lawsuit based on the fraud, but they didn't. So here is another important tidbit. Drug companies will lobby governments to mandate vaccines even if the disease is of no serious threat. Here is a quote from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control Prevention, June 8th, 2015. It says, the U.S. CDC notes that mumps is no longer a common disease in the United States due to, in 2014, the reported cases were 1,100 and in 2015 were 438. So, but you're still required to get vaccinated with that. It's no longer a threat. And many patients don't know that they have inflamed livers or they have hepatitis. So if you do have symptoms, and symptoms can mimic other non-life-threatening conditions, like the flu, for instance. You may think, you know, you have the flu. But check, go make sure you, if you have muscle aches, fever, loss of appetite, abdominal pain, and feeling sick, you know, usually a flu passes within 5 to 7 days. So if it's not going away, also you may have some symptoms if you got a hepatitis vaccine. So if you got a vaccine for hepatitis, you may have fever, headache, flu-like symptoms, dizziness. You may feel tired, have nausea and vomiting, stomach pain, diarrhea, loss of appetite, joint pain, sore throat, runny nose, irritability, and swelling and redness and a hard lump at your injection site. So now, according to Dr. Mercola, vaccines, including your hepatitis vaccines, really are a way to market science and to keep the academic enterprise going. It keeps labs in business and research in business, but it's not a real science, he says. Generating epidemics is a new reality for scientific medicine. Oh, my God, right? Dr. Mercola goes on to quote, this is not science when you generate the basis of an epidemic and nowhere have you probably isolated that virus, showing it to be effective or the cause of a disease. He goes on to say, taking genetic information, presuming it to be a virus, is making mockery of the scientific method and puts patients' health at risk, end of quote. You guys got to stand up and take it to task, you know? Well, Dr. Mercola is also stating that with regards to hepatitis vaccine, science is conducting some research back in 1997 where they were supposedly to detail the hepatitis virus, but in reality, it's not a virus, but they took human RNA and DNA cells. So any vaccine that uses this type of data and this cell line will be a vaccine that is against human cells. They're vaccinating you with, you know, autoimmune problems. Dr. Richard Stockholm, a molecule biologist, University of California, thinks that current decline in hepatitis is not due to effective hepatitis vaccines, but due to better blood screening, eliminating HIV donors. He also says Dr. Mercola presents a challenge that hepatitis C is really not a real virus and it does not actually exist. So do hepatitis C patients really have a virus that is affecting their liver? According to a 1992 study in the New England Journal of Medicine, that's volume 327, page 1906, they noticed that hepatitis C is an associated, it's associated with those of a non-A, non-B hepatitis. So it means those patients are going to live just as long than anybody that doesn't have a hepatitis infection. So it's not life-threatening. Therefore, the so-called threatening hepatitis C virus, they don't reduce your survival rate. In other words, it's not life-threatening. They think the inflamed liver is basically due to other factors, like I said, alcohol and smoking. And this suggests that hepatitis research is all, well, most of it's a hoax to sell patients fake vaccines. Now you're educated. Here is a quote from Robert Califf, former FDA chief, says, the concept of safety is much more complex than most people think until they look into it deeply. It is a big mistake to think that you can judge the balance of risk and benefit from a small amount of data. All drugs have risk and none of them are absolutely safe. Well, you know, and most of these drug trials are done on a small amount of data. He just told you that. That's what they are. Most of the drug trial reports that I see in these journals, very small trials, you know. So what are you going to take away from this? Well, Obviously, there's some very serious issues within medicine that really need to be addressed. Attention needs to be placed on them so that patients don't become victims of science. And most of the clinical trials on drugs are really not large groups of people and are considered very small test groups. So when former FDA Chief Califf says plainly that small test groups will produce data that is too small and is not enough to judge the safety and effectiveness of a drug, what does that tell you? So the more that is revealed about things, you got to dig for stuff now. I mean, you really have to. I mean, it's not hard to find it, but you just have to go find it, you know. And if I can find it, like I said, your pediatricians can find it. You can find it. Bring it to their attention. If more people start coming in to the doctor's office and say, hey, this is what I found. So according to Califf, the FDA is tracking all filled prescriptions via a big data track system called Sentinel. So this system is going to replace other databases that deal with data on your medications and things that have been filled by dispensing. Based on what health professionals who are speaking out, these whistleblowers and this system, you know, if they're not registering adverse reactions, if things aren't getting reported, you know, we're probably looking at a vaccine epidemic that isn't getting reported on. And I had someone ask me the other day, well, what do you think the role of vaccines are? Well, I think it's twofold. I think it's to make patients sick with internal medicine disorders so that the medical establishment has patients for life. And I think it's also a population control method. Yeah. That's right. Because it's an artificial infection. It's really going against what God created, and it's corrupting the immune system. And that's why, you know, we have many more diseases that were written in the Bible. And if you read the Exodus chapters where Moses is talking to the people of Israel, you know, be good, you get blessed, sin, and you're going to get cursed. And the curses are all the plagues of Egypt, which you're afraid of, but all the diseases not written of in this book. So our Creator looked through the ages of time and saw what science is doing. And so those are the diseases they didn't even know about then, but we have today. Really, really, absolutely criminal, in my opinion. So we got to do more today to look after our health, cleanse, get toxins out of the body, help regenerate your filtering organs, boost your immune system, you know, make it strong, and bring it up to normal function, because immune systems have been suppressed through drug therapy and vaccines. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call, and they'll educate you on how to do that. 866-229-3663, Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. Visit them online at thepowerherbs.com and be empowered. That's what it's about. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. Until next time, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, wishing you all to be well.